welcome to a belated Oh, I almost messed up our name. This is how long it's been. The Razcast. I almost called it the Razball Podcast. The old name. Not like it matters. I mean, it's kind of a mishmash anyhow. But, Matt, we are on episode...
24?
Excellent. Thank you. I don't even care if you're right. I'm just going to go with it.
So, it's 23 or 24.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't know, we have the NFL draft incoming. Really quick, I did want to spend just a few seconds discussing the big news today. There's been signings and whatnot, but I did want to cover Adrian Peterson signing with the Saints. I should introduce you guys. I feel so out of practice, but you guys heard Matt. He's taken care of. We got Matt Bowie. We got Zach, the usual. I was thinking of something clever to say, but it's Zach, so I don't, you know, that's where ideas go to die, I think. Yeah. Zach, how are you?
I'm great. Happy to be back. It's been a while. Today's episode.
Okay, let's cut it right there. We got a long show, man. All right, and then we got our beloved T-Hole. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I didn't want to talk too much until I parked the car, light up, and drank up. I'm about to park. I'm going on mute, but I'll be back in 30 seconds. Glad to be here. Super pumped.
All right, so while he's doing that, I'm pretty sure he's just telling that so he can get back on the road and drive while he's doing the podcast. Matt and Zach, your gut reaction, just a quick reaction on Peterson with the Saints. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Where are you drafting him? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just hope he enjoys being Mark Ingram's backup because last year the Saints were 19th in rushing attempts, and Peterson's not really a pass catcher, so... I think he's basically just going to be a third down and goal line back. It's not going to have much fantasy value.
Zach, do you share that?
I actually do. It's funny. I texted Matt this morning and I actually asked him what he thought about the move, the signing, and he said hit one sentence. It was he'll be second string by week six. He's old, and so
Are you saying they're not going to switch running back?
No. I'm really not sure because, again, Tim Hightower is out of the picture now, finally. And if you look at my old rankings from a month or two ago, I actually had Mark Ingram climbing quite a bit just because I think he's talented enough to where, if we saw last year, the workload that he did get that was split at times with Hightower, he did quite well, especially against them. I remember his big game was against San Francisco. But, I don't really know what the deal is. We'll get more info when training camp and OTAs come along where we can now say, okay, there's going to be a 60-40 split or, you know, a 50-50 split. But until that point, I think Ingram stays put, and the Saints don't have too terrible of an offensive line. They're certainly getting better, but they're not the best. So I don't think AP is draftable until we get confirmation that he'll have a sizable workload.
I mean, I for sure think he's draftable, even if it's towards the end of the draft. I mean,
you think so? Yeah, even though he's climbing up there in age, and he's coming off of a knee injury, yeah, his second in his career.
Someone's gonna put him on the bench. I mean, that it would be ridiculous not to have him on the bench. True. But T-Hole, what are you thinking? You agree with Matt and Zach here that he's not gonna have much of an impact?
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I don't know why he would go there if they didn't promise him at least the chance to even start. I mean, that guy is so cocky, I couldn't even believe it. I was talking about somebody with it today. I'm like, what are you doing? What can you? I mean, Ingram's cool, but I mean, are they, you know, is this guy like a game-changing star? I don't think so. I mean, he's solid. I thought maybe he could have been. But I mean, why? I thought it was kind of an odd fit. Why would Peterson go there? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just didn't love the fit. He can't catch the ball. He's one of the worst pass catching running backs I think I've ever seen in my entire life, which is odd since you got Drew Brees, even though it didn't really work with Spiller and some of the other receiving backs. But you know, I don't know. I'll have to wait and see, but I thought it was kind of weird personally.
It's weird because you'd think he would, if he was chasing Super Bowls, he'd sign with either the Patriots or the Seahawks. Yeah. And one would think that he would be financially secure for the rest of his life. I don't know how he spends his money, but it seems like a money grab, like $3.5 million was what he was going to get, the most that he was going to get, so that's what he grabbed. So it just doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly doesn't spend his money on child development books. So, you know, I kind of am feeling what you guys are saying, but I feel like I should point out, I'm leaning towards what T-Hole brings up a good point. First of all, number one, I think the money is an issue here. I think that's probably the best contract that Peterson had out there. So, of course, I think he went with the money. If you can't win, you get rich. Or he's already rich, but, you know, you get richer. And something to remember last season, which was frustrating, I think, especially for Ingram owners, is let's first get out of the way that he's not had a strong history of being healthy. I mean, he was last year to an extent and the year before that. But let's also recognize that Sean Payton doesn't really like Ingram all that much. I mean, one fumble.
Yeah, I never got that. Season,
and Ingram was benched, and they were throwing out Hightower out there as if that was something that was logical from a football standpoint. It wasn't. It was just Sean Payton being a ridiculous coach. Like, I mean, it's going to get personal because those type of decisions I always roll my eyes at, because I think they're, why would you hurt your team for a stupid move just to prove a point? But in that regard, I think this is this has Payton written all over it. I don't think he likes Ingram. He's definitely not his guy. And I think the reason they brought in Peterson is to kind of hedge their bets. You know, both guys may be somewhat injury prone, getting up there in age, maybe wear and tear, but I think they're banking on the fact that if Ingram gets in the doghouse again, hey, you got this guy named Peterson right there. Or if someone gets injured, if Peterson gets injured, you still got Ingram there. So I think this hurts Ingram, but I still think Peterson's value is kind of stagnant, but we'll see. We'll get a better read on this as camps open up. So that was the big news. I just want to move quickly into the draft because that's the big thing going on this week. It actually snuck up on me. I didn't know it was going to happen this quickly. It's just, I feel like the offseason, the NFL offseason, is kind of this weird black hole where nothing happens for the longest period of time. I was going to say much like Interstellar, but I actually enjoyed that movie. So I can't really use that joke. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little fun with it. We're going to have a mock draft. This will not be fantasy focused, just because I want to talk strictly NFL football here for all you. I mean, granted, I'm pretty sure if you play fantasy football, you're a fan of football in general. So we're going to go ahead. What we're going to do is we're going to take turns. I will not. I'll be the Roger Goodell, but less fuckboyish, I guess.
And,
yeah, right.
Get off the stage.
Right. And so basically, we're going to have Zach be our first pick. We're going to have Matt be our second pick. And then we're going to have T-Hole. Let me see if this works out. No, wait. Let me rearrange this. I need T-Hole to be... Okay, let's see. We'll just go with the original.
No T-Hole in the three-hole.
Yeah, now it sounds like I'm trying to play favorites here, but I wanted T-Hole to land on the Seattle Seahawks, but we'll get his input on that later.
That's so good.
I'm willing to trade picks.
All right, when we get there, we might trade picks. So,
question.
Yeah.
Oh, you might be actually getting into it, so I'll ask if you don't get into it.
I mean, it's okay. It's not like we're live. Though I won't edit this out. I'm too lazy to edit this stuff out.
Okay.
And then you can ask the question. Just go ahead and ask, and then we'll know for sure.
Are we going with what we want to happen or what's actually going to happen?
No, you can't take Dalvin Cook for the Bucks.
Yeah, see, this is kind of...
That's always a tough part because it's like I always want to do like who they should pick or whatever, and then last time I did a mock draft for Rasbo, then of course even though you state that hey, this is what I think everybody should do, half the comments were like, why would they? They're not going to do that, or they're going to take this guy. I'm like, I know that's what they're saying, but like I'm saying what I think they should do. So I don't know, whatever you guys
want to
do.
Yeah, I mean, haters going to hate. What I want from you guys is to kind of calculate that yourself, do that calculus in your own mindset. So Zach, we'll do it. Let's do one pick with Zach, number one pick, the Cleveland Browns. Now Zach, this one's going to be pretty easy just because you have the whole board to work with, but I want you to take into account what the Browns have been rumored to pick,
sure,
who you think they should pick, and then you make the final decision as if you're the GM of that team. And remember, we're not going to hit on any of these just because on draft day comes. We got trades. We got different things that happen. Maybe a guy's stock falls. Maybe there's breaking news. Like some dude wants to, you know, toke from a gas mask. A picture comes out and he drops in the draft. Something like that. So totally never happened, by the way. So, Zach, we'll see how this goes out. Who are you as the Browns GM, first of all? Good luck with that. Who are you picking with the number one pick?
So if I'm right now the owner and or the GM of the Cleveland Browns, I'm taking Mitch Trubisky. But if I'm the coach of – if I'm
– let's not – I don't want to get lost in the
world. Yeah,
if,
no.
If you start
yeah,
going,
but I'm just,
if I do this and I do that, no, no, no.
No, no, no. I'm not. I'm just Zach, simply – I'm just simply – yeah.
Zach, shh. It's going to be okay, man. All right. So – tell me a little about why you picked him and why you think he's the guy.
So, I actually think they should go with Myles Garrett, but no, I'm just simply saying because the rumors were and the big news surrounding this is that the coaching staff and the front office are split on it, and I think they should go with Myles Garrett. He's a tremendous talent for Texas A&M. They need help on defense. They haven't been great on defense in a while. They did trade for Jamie Collins, but other than that, they have no linebacking depth or defensive edge or tackle depth. Joe Hayden is slipping, and I think as of now, their defense is a bigger concern than their quarterback. And if they have to roll with Brock Osweiler for a couple weeks before they find someone or trade for someone, then I think that's how they roll with things.
All right. I literally have never shushed someone in my life, and Zach, you made me do it for the first time ever. I hope you... remember that. So,
I will.
Matt, let's go with number two. We have pick number two, the San Francisco 49ers. Whatever
so
Zach
Mitch,
just, yeah, whatever Zach just
Mitch
did,
Trubisky do, is off the board.
Yeah, do the opposite of what Zach just did and give me your pick as GM of the 49ers.
Since so Mitch Trubisky.
He's off the board, isn't he? Who's off the board?
Yes. Yeah, Mitch Trubisky is off the board.
All right, so who's your pick for the 49ers? Okay.
Well, the 49ers have now panicked because their quarterback is off the board, so they're going to take Deshaun Watson. They're going to take him for his leadership role. He is the perfect guy to build a franchise around, and that's exactly what they need to do is build a franchise again because they're literally decimated by everything that's happened to them the past few years. So they'll get a leader of a quarterback and start to build around him.
All right, so I'm glad we did this because I just want to further this question really quick. Let's say Zach is right and that happens, and let's say the 49ers, you know, I know you put a name out there, but what are the chances if the 49ers lose out on their QB that they trade down? What do you feel?
Oh, they're already desperate to trade down from what I've read. I just didn't want to throw a bunch of trades in this.
Oh, yeah, that's totally agree with. Now,
I heard they're going to trade down and try and get Patrick Mahomes, which would be awesome because he's a great prospect.
Okay, good. So that adds context. So let's do that when something like that happens, and then we'll just go from there. Now, my boy T-Hole here gets the Bears. Now, we already have one quarterback off the board, third pick. Who you got for the Bears, T-Hole?
Oh, this is an easy pick. This is a shocker. The unanimous number one overall pick slides to me at number three overall. I'm doing cartwheels, the GM dancing, even though it's a 3-4 defense, whatever. Fangio's got it popping out there. You have to take Myles Garrett there at number three. He's one of the biggest freaks. He's been graded out as good as everyone, as good as anybody's been since probably Clowney, or actually probably higher than Clowney. He's a freak, 41-inch vert, 4.6 40. He's killing it. Thank you, guys. Chicago rejoices. Party time. If you guys want to dissect this whole draft, Zach, for hours and hours all day, you need to skip school tomorrow, and we'll record it in your basement. I'll be on the phone, and we can go through all the hypotheticals. I got all day, man.
All right. Thank you.
There you go, Zach. Well, speaking of Zach, you're up next. Let's see if you fine-tuned your process here. I'm hoping that you have. Jacksonville Jaguars, you are the GM of the Jaguars, not the owner, not two people, not two decisions. Who is the singular, I'm going to stress this again, Zach, the singular player that the Jags will pick at number four?
I'm not convinced that they're going to give up on Blake Bortles just yet. I think they wait him out for another year and see how he develops. So then if I'm them, they released Kelvin Beachum this offseason, so I think they take an offensive tackle. And if that's the case, the best option is Cam Robinson from Bama.
Who would be the quarterback that they'd be thinking about?
I think it's just best available. So if the Browns take Trubisky, then they'll take the next one up. If they're too, it's just who's available and who's on their big board.
Okay, and let's say the Browns do take Trubisky. What do they do with all the quarterbacks they've collected? I think they've collected like 28. Do they just throw them into, just into the fire and see who comes out during camps, or what? Who's the winner?
I think the ones that they have now. I think if they draft a quarterback, you'll probably see Osweiler play until maybe week 4, week 5, and then they'll just give it right to Trubisky or whoever.
Okay.
When
the Browns are 0-5. Okay. So, yeah. Up next, Matt Bowie. That's twice now. I wanted to confirm that I do know your last name phonetically. Tennessee Titans. Now, this is from the Los Angeles Rams. And
big pick.
Yeah, this is a big pick, actually. Who you got, Matt?
Well, they want to go with the safest pick that they can make since they are a team on the rise. They want a contributor right away to help them make the playoff push. So they're going to take Jamal Adams. And he's a rangy safety. He's very NFL ready. He doesn't have a lot of holes, so that's who they're going to go with to help out their struggling secondary, because they already released McCourty, I think.
Yeah, Jason.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's I agree tenfold with that.
All right, and I hope you guys are keeping track of the names, because I am most certainly not. I guess I should, but I really don't want to.
So. Who was just taken? Which DB?
Jamal Adams.
All right, so T-Hole is pondering that. We are going to go to T-Hole. The New York Jets, the gangrene. Who you got, T-Hole?
Man, we're already the Jets. This is a this is very interesting. Again, they're in huge need of rebuild here. Whole team, maybe the grossest roster in football right now. I could go so many ways with this pick. I mean, they're one of the few teams, yes, does not need a Solomon Thomas, I suppose. So let's just get crazy here and go with the guy who's rising like crazy up the draft board. Christian McCaffrey, and do something crazy.
Really?
And just spice it up in New York a little bit. They need something cool and exciting there. I think this would be big for the fans. I'm as big a believer in McCaffrey as everybody else. Maybe not, but I do. I'm a fan, and I think that would be a kind of a splash pick. I wouldn't mind if they did a Fournette either, but I'll just go McCaffrey here. I think he's rising like crazy as people, for some reason, are rising him up now. I never understand how that really works, but... people are talking about playing him in the slot, and obviously at running back, going to move him all over the place. I'm just going to go the sexy style right there, and go McCaffrey, one of my favorite receivers with the Denver Broncos, Ed McCaffrey's son, back in the day.
That's right. Yeah, forgot
all
about
right.
that.
All right, Zach, be gentle. You have my former team. Well, they're still all technically right. my team, but
still kind of.
Yeah, sort of, kind of. Well, that'll be my loose definition.
You do live in Washington, so it's not too painful, you know?
Right? Well, I mean, it would be helpful if there was some measure of good football in this city, but yeah, it's...
true. Very true.
You know, one thing I can safely say is Chargers have done better in their tenure recently than this team. Well, not maybe the last few years, but there was a large... span of success compared to this franchise here in DC. So we've got the Los Angeles Chargers, which kind of rolls off the tongue in a dirty way, but Zach, they've got a lot of needs. One need that they don't have is quarterback, though you could make a case that they'll have to get a replacement for Philip Rivers sooner rather than later. They always have question marks at defense. I think their linebacker core is pretty set. However, their lines always need work. Their corner, well, the cornerbacks are pretty good, actually, so maybe just strong safety. But I'll let you take this over before I spend 15 minutes talking about the Chargers. Who do you got on the radar? Who are they going to get?
No, I completely agree with you, except I do think that eventually they're going to have to find a Phillip Rivers replacement, but I think they'll either wait until, like, late in this draft or next year. I think their two biggest needs are the offensive line and their linebacking core, but they did sign Russell Okung, so I do think that they'll spend this pick on an outside linebacker, and if when Myles Garrett is taken first overall, I think they'll roll with a Taco Charlton from Michigan. Very athletic, and they do have Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa, but I think if they just add one more piece to it, you're looking at a very strong defense in terms of up front and in the safety, and they're the defensive back positions.
I do disagree with the linebacker. I think their linebacker set. I mean, they got Manti Te'o as well.
Manti Te'o's gone, I believe.
Oh, is he? Okay, so that's
he signed with New. He signed with New Orleans.
Oh, okay. That's weird. Okay.
But they do have Javarius Brown or something like that.
Okay. I still think
I think this pick just has to be Corey Toomer.
You not a Tuma? Is that what's going on?
Do they still have Corey Toomer? My boy, the former Seahawks.
Yeah.
Stepped up when linebackers went down last year. He stepped up. He's always been a freak. I thought I was rooting for him in Seattle. I was happy to see him catch on at San Diego. I don't know. I think
he played some snaps last year. He was solid.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the Panthers. We got Matt on the clock. Who you got for this? I would say pretty. I don't know what happened to the Panthers last year. It looked like they're in some kind of general malaise. I think it's still a pretty strong team. Their defense, I think, was their kind of Achilles heel. Not sure what happened there, but what do you think, and what direction do they go in this draft?
Well, the Panthers have a tendency to take the best person off the board, and they know that their defensive ends are aging. Even though they brought back Julius Peppers, he's definitely not going to play every down, so they're going to try and bring in Solomon Thomas, the second best defensive end off the board, in my opinion. And they're going to try and coach him up, get him as many snaps as they can, and see if he's the real deal to kind of fit in when the older guys retire or are no longer effective, to just kind of keep the ball rolling so they never really suffer on the pass rush.
All right. We got the Bengals up next, and that's you, T-Hole. Who you got going to the Bengals?
Man, yeah, that's a great pick, Thomas. If he slides there to 8, that would be major. There's X all over the board here. I see he's not on board with Todd McShay, Mel Kiper's of the world, Andy Mayock. He's doing his own thing, and you got to respect that. At number 9, the Bengals, can they really go another defensive back? My goodness, it's like they do it every year. I don't think they're going to. They're desperate for a pass rusher, man. I would love to see them swoop in a guy like I'm just going to go with my boy Hassan Reddick here, who's kind of rising up, outside linebacker, more of a pass rusher. He's a physical freak, kind of one of those higher upside in the NFL, maybe at 21.5 tackles for loss last season. I'm feeling it, man. They need some kind of athleticism and excitement coming off the edge there, definitely.
All right.
Or they could go receiver, but I'm going to go with Reddick. They definitely need a receiver, but I'll hit that in the second round.
Yeah, and I got to be honest, the Bengals do have a thing for receivers. They seem to prioritize those, which I guess makes sense with, having Andy Dalton, who is a mediocre quarterback, but he can, utilize that.
I think a John Ross type, I think, would be perfect for them. Is that too high at 10 for him? Maybe they trade back a couple spots and take him, but I'll sit there with Reddick.
Yeah, I mean, just really quick on strategy. I mean, I'm no NFL GM. I'm not like you guys who are playing the part today. But I would say a lot of teams can kind of, I call it being a little bit greedy, which is a recognizable term, obviously. But in the sense that I think when it comes to someone like the Bengals, when you have like an AJ Green and you have, okay personnel behind that with, an above average quarterback or an average quarterback, which is still pretty good in a league, like this, I think you should really concentrate on defense in that case. So, but I do like both the picks. We're back to Zach, which rhymed very nicely. We are at the Bills. We're at the Buffalo Bills. Interesting offseason for them in that I didn't quite get the quarterback drama. It's really silly. I think Tyrod is perfectly serviceable. Obviously, he's not the greatest, but he's definitely not the worst, which is something a lot of teams suffer from. Zach, what direction do they go, man?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I don't know why they seem to have such an issue with Tyrod. Maybe T-Hole can enlighten us on that. I think they spend this pick on Mike Williams from Clemson. I think they need a receiver. They seem to be pretty lost without Sammy Watkins when he was dealing with his foot injuries. I think LeSean McCoy is easily a top three option in the NFL, and I think they're set on the defensive side of things. They're very talented on that side.
Be honest, one healthy.
One healthy,
do have to add that asterisk. Technically, you could add that asterisk to any player in the NFL, but I think I agree with you, actually. I know that's pretty bold, but I would actually say probably maybe top five player at his peak. When he's fully healthy,
And they have a good offensive line too. LeSean McCoy, I'm excited for what he can bring this year.
Yeah, just really quick, a little off topic, but where do you see him going in the drafts this season?
This season, I think you see him at the worst case mid second, early second round.
Okay, that's a lot of value to me. I think right at that spot.
Yeah, and I think everyone's going to be beefing up on running backs too, because wide receivers pretty much burned everyone this year.
All right, so we're back to Matt. We've got the New Orleans Saints. We discussed them earlier about signing Adrian Peterson, renowned child abuser. I just wanted to put that out there, make sure everyone remembers. What do the Saints go with here, Matt?
I think they have to address defensive line, and they have to address. They have to address their secondary too, so I think they're going to go with the best player available that of either of those positions. So I think they're going to go Marshawn Lattimore here to try and be able to run with the receivers a little bit better, and then they will try and address defensive end a little bit later in the draft.
All right, now we get to an interesting scenario. Really quickly, Zach, who did you, again, just for context so everyone's caught up, who did you draft with the number one pick for the Cleveland Browns?
I drafted, I don't know why I'm blanking on his name, Myles Garrett.
All right, thank you. T-Hole, knowing that the Cleveland Browns have already picked number one, Miles, old Miles boy here, now the Cleveland Browns have traded for this pick from the Eagles. They're at number 12. Based on who Zach picked, who do you think the Browns go after next?
Well, actually, he took Trubisky, or that's who we were taking off the board, so that's what we were off of.
Well, there you go.
So then if they've got the quarterback already, yeah, they could go, I mean, pretty much any position here other than offensive line. I think I love the Mike Williams pick there, and then I think they got to go – I'd probably go DB, like Zach said. Hayden is really struggled with some concussion stuff and some other just kind of general fall off in play. I'm really intrigued by the physicality of Marlon Humphrey from Alabama. He was hurt in the national title game. Can imagine that. They were so loaded, and a guy who's possibly a top 15, 20 pick didn't even play. This guy, people have kind of forgot about him because he didn't play in that, but he's been rising up boards again. So I'm just gonna have him go with them, get him that physical style Richard Sherman beast corner. Lock it up.
All right, lock it up. All right, so we have two Cleveland Browns off the board, picks off the board. Next up is this Arizona Cardinals, Zach. I don't know, Cardinals are well set up, I'd say, but, you know, they can use a little of everything. Saying that, so what direction do they go? Do they go defense, or do they go offense?
Personally, I believe they'll look for a quarterback opposite of Patrick Peterson. They don't really have anyone. I understand that they have the Honey Badger, but he's more of a strong safety at that. But I do want to say I would not be shocked if they roll with a quarterback here. But I think if we're working with cornerback, I think I believe Lattimore was already taken earlier by either say it again.
Yeah, the Saints, I believe.
Yeah, so I think the next best option is Marlon Humphrey from Bama.
I just drafted him.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Then Darian Conley, Ohio State.
The Ohio State, from what I remember. Okay. I think it's pretty clear. I think most of our listeners do know, but they have to understand that I do not follow college football. I don't really follow the draft. I've said this over and over again to Zach, Matt, and T-Hole off the air, and that, you know, my off season, I don't even really look at football. I don't know what's going on with it. So that's why I have these guys to fill in the gaps, because that also sounds really sexual as well. So I like that terminology. So I don't want people to kind of get the idea like I don't know what I'm talking about. It's true. I absolutely do not know what I'm talking about when it comes to the draft. That's why we have these guys. So we are going to the Philadelphia Eagles, who traded from the Vikings. And I believe this is your pick, Matt. We got the Eagles. I'm not sure why I did that. So what direction will they go, and will it be a white player?
It won't be a white player.
Right, Chip Kelly's not there anymore.
We're still in the first round, too, so let's hold off a little bit for the white guys. Mm-hmm. Unless you want a quarterback, then you just automatically punt black quarterbacks in the first round because the NFL's really racist.
What happened to Riley Cooper? Where's Cooper? Is he still with the Eagles?
Who knows?
Is he?
No, I really don't know.
Okay. What do you call an angry British car? A Riley Cooper. Anyhow, so all right.
He's working security at a country concert.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There must be someone in need for a Grand Wizard. I meant Magic the Gathering, you know, the card game, plus Rich. 5 Magic Missile. Yeah, so, Matt, with the Eagles, I don't know, I feel like they need a little help on defense. I didn't really like what I saw. Their offensive line is good when they're healthy, but that didn't happen that much in the past few seasons, too. It's interesting because I kind of compare them to the Cardinals in this regard, in that they could use a little of everything, but they're kind of solid in a lot of places. So where do you see they're going here?
I think they need an edge rusher, and in this draft that we're doing right now, Derek Barnett's still available, and he was an absolute monster at Tennessee his junior season. Yeah, so they'll go with him to shore up their edge rushers, because Connor Barwin didn't quite do well with Philadelphia's new defense, where they'll go.
Here's a follow-up question. Who would you rather have, him or Sam Bradford?
Ooh, that's tough. Barnett.
Okay, but that kind of speaks to the trade that we're talking about with the Vikings. So, T-Hole, I know you wanted to jump in, but go ahead and jump in after you tell me who you got for the Colts at 15.
Man, tough for the Colts. I've been saying for years I've hated their draft, and they've totally lacked on defensive side of the ball. If I'm them, I'm going defense. Best defensive player on the board. I think this is an absolute dream for them, for this savage top five talent in the draft. He's had a weird, weird, weird process up to this point, but Reuben Foster is a top five talent in the draft in the Colts, one of the just as historically disgraceful defense for, it seems like, for my entire life. Peyton Manning does a whole run. They never had a defense. Draft some defensive players. If you can take advantage of this guy dropping a bit because of the trouble he's gotten in a little bit, take advantage. Randy Moss, ring a bell. These guys drop. Des Bryant, take the man. Right now, Colts, got your man in the middle for years to come. Oh.
Man, I got Randy Moss. I heard Randy Moss's name drop, so that's pretty high praise. So we are back to Zach. We've got the Ravens on the clock. I would think that this pick that they go for, it would be elite in some way if they're if I had anything to say about it. I'll be honest, I think the Ravens need a lot of work on the offensive side of the ball. I think they need some weapons. I'm not too convinced. I do like their defense, though it's kind of taken a step back the last few seasons. What direction would you go, Zach, if you're the GM of the Ravens?
Yeah, it's they've got a whole lot of issues in a lot of different areas, and I think this just comes to who's the best available player on their draft board. And although they could use a wide receiver with Smith officially being retired, I think they go with an edge rusher. I think they go with the defensive end. And if they do that, I think they could go anywhere from Solomon Thomas, if Derek Barnett drops to them. I know he was already taken, possibly even Charles Harris from Missouri. But again, they could they did trade away Jeremy Zutaw, so it could be either a center or a wide receiver at this pick.
All right, cool. So we got the Washington football team up next, right down the 95, for all the people who are in this area. Probably everyone, no one knows what I'm talking about since I live in this area. So, Matt, you're up. Washington needs some stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like Baltimore. They just need kind of a little bit of everything. So what where do they go? Who is their guy?
So all right. Here's the thing. The Buccaneers are coming up and I want to talk about that pick, so can I trade this pick?
How about you do this pick and then we'll get your input on the Bucs and we'll make sure Zach gives us
input. I think I have a similar mindset to where Matt is going, but I can make my pick short if you want to talk about
it. No. Let's have Matt. Let's stick to the order so I don't get confused.
Okay.
Because I feel like if you guys start trading, then I really have to keep track of it, and I really want to do as least amount of work as possible. It's more of an ethos. It's like my life story. So, let's see.
Who did Zach just draft?
No, we're on Matt with Washington, and then T-Hole gets Tennessee, and then Zach gets... Yeah, so when Zach talks about the Bucks, Matt, why don't you give us your 2 cents when he does that, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, the Redskins really need a cornerback, and Gary and Conley's already off the board. So they will go with Marlon Humphrey from Alabama. He came from a big program, and he's going to be a solid player. He's kind of a... pretty safe pick, so that's where they'll go.
I already picked him.
You did? Okay. Well, then I'll take Adoree Jackson, who's also a solid cornerback.
Okay.
I feel like T-Hole made that up about him picking.
I thought he took an Ohio State guy.
I thought that was Zach.
I did not. I thought they were both gone. Hooker and Lattimore are both gone, and Conley's gone.
Hooker's still on the board right now.
Oh.
Does that change anything for you guys? I mean, it's okay. We're not professionals here. We can mess up. So,
yeah, someone takes Hooker somewhere.
Who do you guys think most likely? Do you think? Let's see.
He could grow.
Let's see. Was it the Eagles? No.
I would bet Cincinnati would probably take him if he was still on the board.
Well, that'd be interesting. What about the Bills?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Saints.
No, they need more corners, I believe.
Okay.
Maybe.
He's going down the list. Yeah, I think the Saints are okay at the quarterback for a couple of years.
He's still on the board, though, babe, if you want to take him right now or what?
I think.
Yeah, I'll take Malik Hooker just because he's the best player available, and they need help all over their secondary. So Malik Hooker to the Washington Redskins.
All right. So we are moving to T-Hole. We're going back to the Titans. They had the number 5 pick with the Rams. I'm not sure who had that. Let's see. It's Zach, Matt, Teal, Zach, Matt. So that was Matt. Do you remember who you picked at number 5 for the Titans, Matt?
It was a player on defense, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was a safety, the first safety. Leonard. No.
Hold Jamal on. Let's Adams?
Go. Jamal Adams, thank you.
Okay.
No, wait. Or was he gone?
No, Jamal Adams was still on the board.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I took
you're right.
Yep. We're really living up to our mantra of the most unprofessional football podcast out there. Good job, guys. This is a team effort. I want to make it clear that it's all our fault.
I mean, Jay, you just have one job.
Yeah, I have zero jobs. I don't even want this job. Okay, so we've got the Titans back up next. And who you got?
For me... the Titans have two glaring needs. This defensive backfield is horrible. And then I really think Mariota needs another weapon. So it's going to go with kind of best player on the board. I would have grabbed Hooker there, but he just went to the Redskins. So I'm going to take – I prefer Ross over Corey. I haven't done as much research on Corey Davis. I didn't get to watch him play a lot, being that he played in the MAC conference or whatever. I wasn't big on that, but I mean, he's a bit more of the prototype, but I want to see John Ross's speed with Mariota's speed and some of these other guys. So I'm going to go Ross over Corey Davis right here to Tennessee.
Okay. All right. So now we got the Bucks. Zach, let's go and quicken the pace on these later. Zach, who would you pick? And then quickly, Matt, tell me why he's wrong or right.
Running back, and I think if they get Dalvin Cook, they're making the playoffs.
I disagree. I think you roll with
safety.
No. who's the backup that used to play for the Falcons? That's
he's going to start. Rogers.
Yeah, you got to roll with Jaquizz for three games,
how are you going to forget a guy named Jaquizz? Honestly,
I don't. I guess it's just that weird of a name. Yeah, and then give Doug Martin the job back and take Corey Davis. You're pretty solid at receiver, right? You're pretty solid at receiver right now, so he has time for that foot to heal.
Replacement for V-Jax?
Exactly, and you line him up on the outside with Mike Evans, and then you have the burner in DeSean Jackson, and I think that's the path to the playoffs, because I think between Jaquizz Rodgers and Doug Martin, they'll have a decent enough running game.
I was fully convinced you were going to go with the safety. You might be the biggest person who hates Chris Conte.
I really do hate Chris Conte, but I think you can address it in the second round. I think Obi might fall in the second round, or they could trade up.
Interesting.
Would you be okay with a running back, though, if they drafted a running back?
Yeah, I'll be okay with Dalvin Cook. I like Dalvin Cook.
He's too tortured as a Bucks fan to make a pick with his heart. I can tell Matt's heart wants Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, but we
saw what happened to Cadillac Williams and just...
That's true. See? Tortured. He's a tortured Bucks fan.
All right, so Matt, you're actually up next with the Broncos. So, yeah.
Well, Hassan Reddick is off the board. So, if I were the Broncos, we're at 20, so I'll go with an offensive tackle. Cam Robinson's off the board, right?
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Zach took him higher than
I took him, yeah.
Zach took him higher than I've seen anybody taking him since
I'm a sucker for
last year.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for big offensive line.
I'll go with Ryan Ramczyk. He's the best off the board. I hope that's how you pronounce his name.
Oh, from Wisconsin. Yes, he's a beast.
Yeah, so I'd go with them and try and improve the rushing offense because their running backs are terrible, so they need some help.
All right, T-Hole, you got the Motor City Lions. Who you got with them?
Let me do Detroit Rock City a favor. The town, I haven't heard the rest things. They need some help. Let's go with Jonathan Allen. At one point, a guaranteed kind of top five pick. Some people still have him as a top five player. Too good to pass up at this point. That's the pick. Easy call for me. I had to stop the insanity. He won't drop this far, I don't think.
Okay. Where are we at? We're at the Dolphins now. Okay, man, I can't believe the Dolphins made the playoffs last year. It was kind of weird.
It was a wild ride against Pittsburgh too. I mean, just trying to cover that 17-point spread, they couldn't quite do it.
Yeah, that was pretty awful. I thought the Dolphins could have upset that game, but I'm not sure why I thought that. Probably because I suck at this game. Let's see who we got. Zach.
Yeah.
Dolphins. I mean, I guess you could say they need a little bit of everything. I hate to repeat myself, but they actually do need a little bit of everything. I could make a case for defense, for offense. So what are you leaning for the Dolphins?
I honestly believe that it'll either be a linebacker or a guard. I'm not really sure. I'm trying to pull up my guys for the guard position, but we can just skip the names. I think
Forrest Lamp is far away the number one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, wait. Yeah, he's my... Hold on, I'm trying to pull it up. Yeah, but regardless, we saw what happened with Jay Ajayi when they had running lanes. He's an absolute beast. Yeah, Forrest Lamp, Western Kentucky. Yeah, I think good things happen when they give Jay Ajayi the ball. I think he'll be the center of their offense instead of Landry. Or Devontae Parker, I think he's their guy, and they continue to build around him and give him the correct running lanes and even some extra time for Tannehill. And, yeah, I think they go with Forrest Lamp. Good call, Matt.
All right. Well, Matt, you got to make another good call. You got the Gigantes up next for our multilingual listeners. The New York football team, who you got for them?
Well, I mean, do they need a quarterback? Is Eli going to get suspended? Like, what's going to happen with this?
I mean, it's a good question. It's something we haven't covered yet, but if, for those who don't know, I'm sure people know more than I do, but it's based on memorabilia. There's a little bit of a scam, alleged scam going on in which Eli was trying to suggest to people in email that he needs something that'll pass for an in-game item or piece of memorabilia to offer up to someone. And since there's money involved in this industry, I gotta be honest, guys, like, I understand to an extent of why this industry exists, the sports memorabilia, you know, with autographs and stuff, but it's never really, I've been a fan of the sport, and, you know, in baseball, I get signatures on the baseball and stuff like that, but, I mean, selling it and buying it, like, unless you get the signature yourself, I don't see how special it is, unless you're, like, buying something that is from the Super Bowl or, like, a historic game. I don't understand why people spend tons of money on jerseys that were, like, week four of some random game, you know. Anyhow, that's neither here nor there, but... What do you guys think really quickly on that? You think he gets suspended or no?
What I don't understand is that he recently signed a guaranteed contract, I think up in the $20 million range. Like, I don't know what he's doing messing around with this. He has plenty of money.
Well, let's be fair. I mean, a lot of people forget, but Peyton Manning was kind of... That whole family has done some kind of dirty things throughout each of their careers. And is that due to parenting? Probably. I mean, Archie Manning is...
People forget that Peyton Manning is a sexual harasser.
Right. He, you know, literally put, what was it, a woman's face in his crotch? Or was it his ass?
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, so, I mean...
Yeah, at Tennessee.
Yeah, so, I mean, I remember stuff like that. Yeah, I think the media forgets about it. I think generally fans forget about it. But, you know, there are dicks in the league. It happens. And we should remember that. So, yeah, this family is certainly not clean. But then again, the system in which the NFL works to discipline is a joke as well. So, you know, I think the people who lose out the most are the fans and the victims in all these cases. Regardless, so we do have the Giants. Who's your pick, Matt? Because I do want to wrap this up soon.
Oh, yeah. Best running back on the board since Giants haven't had a running back in a long time. They're really happy about this. Leonard Fournette. It's just another offensive weapon for the New York Giants to score some points.
To be clear, they've had running backs, but none of them have been functional for quite a while. So,
no, I'm pretty sure they came from the community college down the street. So,
yeah,
Giants actually expressed interest in LeGarrette Blount. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes there. But I get what you're saying, though. I think Fournette's
a
great call.
I think that would be a good match, too. I think the Giants system is conducive to how Blount plays. T-Hole, you've got the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. So they obviously want to make a little bit of a splash at some point. Will it be in the draft? I don't think so. Oakland has actually been pretty consistent with their draft strategy the last 3 or 4 years after being the joke of the league. Back when Al Davis simply drafted based on speed. so what do you guys, I mean, not guys. Well, yes, you are a guy, T-Hole, but you're a singular guy. You're the guy.
We are not there.
Right. Well, you guys are guys too, but I'm speaking strictly to T-Hole. Let me figure this out with T-Hole, guys. Let me talk to him man to man. Mano y mano. Guy to guy. Who you got for the Raiders?
The Las Vegas Raiders. This is wild, man. I got to make a solid pick for my boys out there. I love the team they're putting together. Is this going to be... Are they going to be the biggest threat to New England in the AFC this year? I kind of think that they're going to be. And
I'll be the hush.
Excuse me?
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
They could have used the Fournette type there. Would have been pretty fun for them also to go with their little scat back guys going on there. But I'm going to go. I'm going to go because this is crazy that this guy's still on the board. And I don't like the play they're getting from the guy, at least what they were hoping out of at tight end. So how do you not take O.J. Howard here and just take the offense to the next level? I might even prefer Njoku from the Miami tight end a little, but O.J. Howard, if he falls to them there, they didn't have luck. I'm going to take you way back when I was following the draft before Zach was probably even out of the womb. Ricky Dudley, former Ohio State big-time tight end, what they drafted in the top 10 way long ago, did not have good luck with that. Have they been afraid to do it since then? It's been, what, 20 years? Who knows? Maybe they're still scared to do it. But at this point, let's go with the superstar tight end here and just take this offense to heights we never imagined, take a running back in the second or third round or something like that.
I think that's a great call.
I can't believe the world is going to have another OJ in the backfield. Okay, so we've got the Houston Texans with you, Zach. I don't want an explanation. I don't even think Houston fans exist, and I don't think they listen to the pod. So just give me a name for the Texans.
I think this is the easiest pick in the world. I think they don't have any other choice but to go with a quarterback. So I think it's either Mahomes, Watson, or Heisman.
Mahomes.
Yeah, I think it's one of those three, whoever falls to him.
Well, pick one. Mahomes?
I think the best out of this group is Mahomes.
Okay.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah, so we've got Matt with the Seahawks. Matt, just give me a name, and I want to see what T-Ho has to say, if it's a go or a no-go.
The receiver sucks, so best available, Corey Davis.
All right. What do you think, T-Ho? Corey Davis or no? Someone else?
Man, I mean, that would be so sexy to me. I would be doing because that's the kind of guy that I am. I just get excited over picks like that. That would be insane to me. I'd be all over that. But I think you're discounting the fact that Doug Baldwin has basically been a top five receiver over the past couple of years, which he's probably the most underrated receiver in football. It even took me years to come around on the guy. But then we have Lockett coming back from the injury. Richardson showed out a little bit. I don't like Jermaine Kearse that much. He did go to my high school, so shout out to him, Lakewood. I would love that pick. If that big of a talent was there, can they really avoid the offensive line again? I mean, they did it last year, but we need to just I think, God, man, it would be really hard to pass that guy up right there. But I think they're going to look corner or offensive. I mean, if there's an offensive tackle there, Robinson's gone, Ramczyk's gone. We're running out of options. It's a really weak offensive line class. They may be stuck. That's who I would take right there. I mean, I couldn't pass up Corey Davis if he fell to them right there. So, yeah, with all that talk I just did, there's just no offensive lineman at that point that I can justify drafting.
Lamp's already gone, so.
So they need to either trade up or maybe trade down. I don't know, man, but it's going to be tough to get the lineman they want right there unless one of those guys we already mentioned drops to them. So I would be ecstatic with the Corey Davis pick there.
All right, that is the longest yes in the history.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Actually, T-Hole, you are up for the Chiefs. Since you wasted all your time on your Seahawks, just give me a name for the Chiefs, and we'll move to Zach and the Cowboys quickly.
With the Chiefs, I'm going to just go with Takaris McKinley here from the UCLA, who's an absolute freak off the edge. I'm a tad worried with the legend. Has been banged up with the ACL and stuff like that. But Ali, and then they do have my other young guy, but you can never have enough pass rushers. They could also take a defensive back, but I'm just gonna take the freak and McKinley and just load up another pass rusher here and just continue the assault in the name of the legend, Derek Thomas, RIP.
You think the Chiefs would have a better pass rush with McKinley than the Broncos next year or this year if they got him?
No. Maybe overall, but maybe not. They already have some nice guys outside there, but they've proven. I do like the other young guy. I'm blanking on his name, but I do like him also. I mean, there's a couple tight ends if they wanted to get freaky and go double tight end. I already took John Ross. So, I mean, the receivers, there's not really a receiver I'd want there. So, yeah, I'm just going to, I would also consider, I'm going to stick with that pick.
All right. T-Hole took all our time, guys. So let's do lightning round.
All right.
Zach, who you got for Cowboys?
Homer, they need a playmaker on defense, TJ Watt.
All right, Matt.
Fuck, you just took my pick.
He's so good. He's so talented.
All right. Jordan Willis. For the pack attack. Jordan Willis. Okay. All right. T-Hill, you got the Steelers, man. Can you do it in five words or less?
Yes. Charles Harris, defensive end. Missouri's are desperate for pass rushers. This guy is a 18 and a half tackles for loss. in 2015. That's who I'd go with.
Yeah, you and Zach are definitely cut from the same cloth, I would say. So that's both a compliment and an insult for both of you. Okay, so Zach, who you got for the Steelers?
I think they need a linebacker. I haven't kept track of who's still available, so I'm just going to tell you that they need a linebacker.
Okay, Matt, you got an idea for the Steelers?
I would go with David Njoku, the tight end out of Miami.
Wait, for the Steelers or the Falcons?
Steelers.
For the Steelers.
He's trying to clean up your mess, Zach.
I didn't know I had Pittsburgh. I'm sorry.
Definitely Njoku.
I thought I had Atlanta. I'm sorry.
No, you take Atlanta after this.
Okay.
So yeah, Njoku gives them the production that they didn't get out of Le'Darius Green. So
okay, all right, Zach Hawkins.
Yep, I think they need a linebacker.
Okay, great. T-Hole, you are ending us tonight on the draft. It is the New Orleans Saints. Who you got as the end of the first round?
Has to be good, man. I'm going to go Kevin King, the cornerback from UW, University of Washington. I would have taken the other legend, but he tore his Achilles. Sidney Jones. Let me switch it up. I'm going Buda Baker, the safety from University of Washington. We have so many superstars in the secondary, I can't get them all straight, but Buda Baker, the rangy safety, improves their defense immediately because that defense is honestly top five worst I've ever seen over the last couple of years. They are absolutely disgraceful. Give me Buda Baker, man. Star.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, listen, everyone, and I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about our listeners. We had fun doing this, sort of. I'm not sure if I had fun. They had fun, I hope. But none of this will actually happen. I'm pretty sure we're going to be way off, but that's to be expected. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a special recording next week to review the actual NFL draft, the names, who you should be looking at for fantasy-wise. We're going to bring all the same, I wanted to call you people, but that sounds derogatory in some way. I don't know why. Maybe you're aliens. I'm not sure where I'm going with this, but that's the show for today. Thank you, everyone. Quickly, give me your Twitters. Zach, what's your Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter at OUHaveOne2, O-H, the letter U, have, and then the numbers 1 and 2.
All right, my man Bowie, what's your?
Razball_MB.
All right, I forgot to say Twitter there, but you knew what was coming. I guess. Yes. T-Hole, my brother. What's your Twitter?
At T-Hole, the tyrant.
The god
Lord of darkness.
Lord of hate.
Did you change
Lord of hate. Lord of hate.
All right. Well, that's good. T-Hole is a hater, but he's a lover and a hater, so it evens out at the end. All right, everyone, enjoy your NFL draft. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to have a legitimate review, and I'll have a little more energy to make some more jokes about...
And you can find my mock draft article tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's right.
We'll hope.
Yeah, you hope.
Yeah.
Let's see
how I feel, man. Don't get ahead.
Yeah, check out my quarterbacks and tight ends profiles. Check out Zach's wide receiver and running back profiles.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Like, if they found this podcast, I'm pretty sure they know our site is there. So they've been reading. All right. So
no, we got iTunes players.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Fair point. Matt looking out for the small guy. All right. Everyone have a good NFL weekend. You guys, thank you for joining me. Matt, Zach, and T-Hole. We'll see everyone next week.